Exclusive, SC Congressional Candidate Katie Arrington. Nancy Mace is a Reno in every sense of the word. By Hannah Blow on May 28, 2022. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, is the ultimate Reno. GOP challenger Katie Arrington said during Breitbart News Saturday's Memorial Day special. First of all, Nancy Mace has turned her back on this district. The Trump-endorsed Republican candidate in South Carolina's 1st District began, explaining that Mace turned her back on Trump, as the congresswoman essentially blamed him for the events of January 6. Since that time, Nancy has done nothing but cozy up to the Democrats and the radical left to, you know, promote her moderate, you know, liberal agenda. I mean, she literally is a Reno in every sense of the word, and this district has had enough, Arrington said. Adding that her campaign is picking up steam as her district desires a leader who promotes an America First agenda where you prioritize the things that are important to those people living in the low country. That includes inflation, national security at our border and abroad, our education system, and becoming energy independent again. Unlike her challenger, Arrington said she has remained consistent in her conservative values. I had not flip-flopped, she said, accusing her challenger of altering her positions wherever the wind blows, particularly on controversial issues such as vaccines. She goes on Fox one day to talk about how, you know, everyone should be aware of their natural own immunity and that, you know, only take the vaccine if needed, and then goes in the same outfit to CNN and says, you know, vaccine mandates mandatory, she said, slamming Mace for having an optimistic outlook after Biden's State of the Union address. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Katie Arrington, May 28, 2022. I don't understand where she's coming from and what bizarro world she lives in. We have record high inflation, record high gas prices. It's disgusting. The fact that our country has a baby formula shortage. We're the greatest country on the planet, and yet the federal government under the Biden leadership has driven it to the point where babies are going hungry in our own country, and she thinks this is optimistic. She said. I cannot wait for June 14 so that we can send a message to people like Nancy Mace. That turn on President Trump, that turn on the America First agenda. That we don't want you around anymore, she added. Explaining that Democrats and their allies are attempting to transform the country with their radical Green New Deal agenda. We have gotten people like Nancy Mace, Joe Biden, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi out of office, she said. You couldn't be any more spot on about saying the right things and, you know, talking to their audience instead of by their conservative values. Nancy Mace says whatever it is she needs to, Arrington said, calling her challenger desperate. She'll say anything to anybody, and get them to either give her money or give her airtime. And the last thing I want to do when I go up to Washington is do that. I'm going up to be a servant leader, she said. Adding that she is donating her salary to charity and limiting herself to 3 terms if she makes it to office because, unlike her challenger, she does not want to be beholden to the swamp.